Hello, voice tubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to hear from you guys again. Today's video is about the world we are living in right now. Do you guys think we live in a better world than, let's say, 30 or 50 years ago? And if you have a chance to choose, will you stay or will you go back to the 50s? But you know, like anyway, there's pros and cons of literally everything. Am I right? So, no matter when or where you are, the point is how to become a happier and better person. And here's a little tip for you to become a happier person. The first thing you're gonna do is to take a look at our sentence today. To be a happier person, you can't let your view of the world be determined by news headlines. Because as long as bad events haven't vanished from the face of the earth, there'll always be enough of them to fill the news. To be a happier person, you can't let your view of the world be determined by news headlines. Because as long as bad events haven't vanished from the face of the earth, there will always be enough of them to fill the news. And let's take a look at our vocabularies. 第一个是 determine. 那 determine 它当动词有决定或是下决心的意思。 She was determined to leave her hometown to seek better opportunities. 他决心离开家乡找寻更好的机会。那除了determine之外，也有我们常用的decide，也有决定跟下决心的意思。He decided to propose to his girlfriend. 他决定要向他女友求婚。再来是vanish。vanish 那vanish有消失或是绝迹的意思。When I turned around to answer the phone for a minute, she had vanished. 那我转身接个电话，它就消失了。那除了vanish，也有disappear， 都有消失或是绝迹的意思。The dinosaur disappeared a long time ago. 恐龙很久以前就绝迹了。再来是face。face， 那我们熟悉的face常常是当名词，指的是脸的意思。那这边句子里的face是当动词。 它有面临或是面向的意思。那你可以说 He is facing a tough dilemma. 他正面临进退两难的困境。再来是 encounter. 那 encounter 有遭遇或是遇到的意思，常会使用在遇到困难或是遇到打击。你可以说 I encounter great difficulties in learning German grammar. 我在学习德文文法的时候遇到很大的困难。再来是confront。confront 那confront除了有面临，也有对抗的意思。你可以说 I'm impressed by the way she confronted danger with such bravery. 我对她勇于面对危险印象深刻。那再来是fill。fill 那 fill 当动词的时候，有填满或是充满的意思。He filled my glass with nice red wine. 他给我的杯子斟满了上好的红酒。那再来是 load。load 那 load 当动词的时候，有装载的意思。The workers are loading the truck with cargo. 工人们正把货物装上卡车。 再来是 stuff， 那 stuff 这个字当动词的时候，有装或者是填，甚至是塞的意思。His closet is stuffed with old clothes. 他的衣橱里面塞满了旧衣服。All right, that's all for our pronunciation challenge today, and I'll see you next time. Bye.